Hi, everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Alistair. How are you?
I'm good, Rhea. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, it's your show.
It is.
You invited me on, really.
That's true. Well, thank you for all your help with setting it up and getting going. I'm looking forward to it and talking sense.
Exactly. Well, just to let the audience out there know, we're talking about the money aspect of yachting. We're talking about, you know, we always talk about the crew and the training and you know, how to become captain, every aspect of a yacht. But what makes a yacht function is the cash flow. And that is a lot of work. Now, tell us, Alistair, in the simplest of terms, what exactly is it that you do? And how can you help a yacht function?
I really look after all the financial aspects of management of the yacht for the captain and the owner. I've got a background in understanding, you know, some of the more complex issues that owners sometimes have to face in their own affairs, and also in putting strong financial processes in place for captains to, you know, automate a lot of the work and really take that pressure and worry off them so that they can get on with looking after their guests and crew.
So you basically, like, right down to the amount of tips that come aboard, the amount of money spent on provisioning, the extras that need to be bought, you take all of that stuff and you input it into, is this all online as well, so that the captain or the owner or the yacht management company are capable of accessing that information at any time?
Yeah, exactly. So we work with a number of different accounting systems, but very much cloud-based to allow almost as much as possible real-time data and information, so both the owner can see what the position is on board, as can the captain at any time. And you know, that's helping put the budgets in place and forecasting, managing the cash flow, and dealing with the fiscal side and the VAT side if it's a charter yacht.
Well, because I've seen horror stories online of mismanagement of yachht's money. Many times. I mean, I'm sure you have as well. Does this take that possibility out of the equation?
I think it reduces the risk. You never make things impossible, but I think if you put strong financial processes in those, you'll see those risks come and you can manage them and mitigate them.
And I would imagine as well that it actually helps you save money if you have someone like yourself taking care of it all, because you're actually, it's an ongoing basis. You're seeing all this stuff as it happens. So, you know, the idea that you're not overspending somewhere because you know exactly what part of the budget has been spent, it probably helps a lot.
Yeah, I think what's really important is, you know, I'm very interested in the automation and the technology side, but I think it's also, you've got to link that into the personal side, the people side of yachting, and the operational side, and understand how that affects things. And you know, sometimes saving money could be spending a little bit more in the short term to make sure you've got, you know, the maintenance is being done, and you're not, if you, for instance, if you cut corners on, say, lubrication costs, until you could have a much bigger engine bill if your engines aren't maintained. So I think it's managing those expenses and spending the money where it needs to be spent, and having the right data, financial data, to make decisions and base those decisions on fact rather than a supposition.
Now, when it comes to yachts, is there, like, once a year that they have to, you know, put in all their taxes or something like that? How does that work?
Yachts are really interesting and quite complex assets because they move around from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So those types of questions will vary literally on where the yacht's operating, the residency, the corporate structure in place. There's a whole lot of different factors that can be taken into account. But in terms of that, a charter yacht versus a pleasure yacht will be very, very different. I think part of the thing that sometimes is missed is actually really understanding what the owner wants to achieve from the yacht and crystallizing that, and then building a budget around what the vision is or what the objective is for the owner, makes it much easier to manage that money and put a realistic budget in place.
So as you mentioned, it is an interesting sort of concept with the fact that, yachts are very original in that they're never truly ever in one place. There's the Med season, the Caribbean season, they go to Fort Lauderdale. So tax structure is quite interesting. And generally speaking, a lot of yachts, the captain will be doing all of this. Now, he's supposed to be a captain. He's not an accountant. So how does he know that what he's doing is correct? And how does he know where he should be submitting what and when? And,
I think it is really a difficult place for a captain. And I think it's very, very hard to expect any captain to be on top of all that without the support. What some of the new technology is allowed is actually to be sharing that information in almost real time, so that if there are issues coming up, then you can actually identify them and manage them before they become too much of a problem. Down to where you're going to refit a yacht and the types of structuring things that need to be thought about. Recently, was at a conference, we were talking about refit and planning for that, and often captains are left to handle that by themselves. But actually spending some time up front to plan, to have the right project management in place, to have the right budget in place is going to save the owner money in the long term versus perhaps not having that and then ending up with a very expensive litigation with a shipyard. I think just having that corporate structure and experience can really save an owner money and support a captain and allow him to get on with the operational role.
Well, we're going to be talking a lot during this show, expanding on different things. We do encourage that anybody have any questions specifically to please write us. We will provide a link to both Alistair and myself if you want to write us and we can answer your questions for you. As well, we'll be talking about some of the interesting things. Right now, there's a lot of sort of upheaval in the yachting industry. And we see, banks selling off debt. We see, cruise ship companies going under. And of course, this all has a lot to do with financing. And someone like me, I don't really understand it. So it's really great that we're going to be doing this show, because perhaps you can help shed a light on how some of these things work and why some of these things turn out the way that they do.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to investigating and going into some of those issues over the next few months in a lot more detail. It's certainly interesting times and lots of different geopolitical risks, I guess, out there that can impact and if you're involved in yacht management or yacht ownership at all, the things that need to be thought about and addressed in case they come to fruition.
Well, and even now they're buying yachts with cryptocurrency. So, that's another ball of wax entirely when you talk about your taxes, because some countries, there's no tax on cryptocurrency. Other countries, there are. And, if you're starting to make purchases the size of a super yacht with cryptocurrency, this just takes it into a whole new realm. So, there's going to be lots of questions that I have for you, let alone any of the crew out there that are watching or business owners.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency is very interesting from a whole where the money's coming from and being able to trace that back, because it's a very new asset class and there's certainly lots of people saying they're taking that and I guess also for if companies are going to accept cryptocurrency, managing managing that risk and ensuring that the value doesn't change too much from when they take it to when they maybe do need to convert it back to a hard currency. I think there's lots of things to talk around that.
Well, we now have the NFTs that are actually being used almost as a currency. The whole thing is all these online banks, we've got Wise, we have Revolut. It's becoming an interesting scene out there. It's not the traditional, here's your bank, wherever country you live, that's how you do your, you get a check. Now it's just, flying through the air and you never actually touch the cash. So I'm looking forward to this show, Alistair, and I want to say thank you for your time. And I look forward to next week. We got a lot more to talk about.
Thanks, Rhea. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And as you say, if anyone's got any questions before next week's show, I'd love to receive those through the link and look forward to answering those in the coming weeks.
Nice one. You've been watching the very first edition of Talking Sense with Alistair from Breaking the Mold Accounting. We look forward to seeing you right here every Tuesday at 1800 CET. I had to quickly calculate that in my head. Sometimes I'm not so quick. So we'll see you again next Tuesday right here on Yachting International Radio.